Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to the immediate knee-jerk reaction podcast, reacting to the selection of the newest member of the Green Bay Packers. His name is Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. His given name's Haseen Clinton Dix. Everybody calls him Ha-Ha. Joining me on the phone to talk about the Packers' newest safety in Green Bay, I have joining me the designer of the Pro Football Draft Preview, our NFL Draft Guide here at Cheesehead TV. I have Alex Talich. Alex, how you doing this evening? Pardon me, Alex. I got to turn down the music here. I'm apparently having problems. 1 second. Here we go. Alex, are you still there?
I am.
Very good. Alex, your off-the-cuff reaction to the Packers taking Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Well, I can't hear you very good, but I was actually hoping when you said you were going to call me if we picked the safeties that you wouldn't have to, because I didn't think there was anyone in the first round that really should have got that. I know that Ha-Ha, you know, he came out as number one early, and then Pryor kind of jumped ahead of him, and I thought if Pryor was gone off the board, but I wasn't going to be real thrilled with Dix. You know, he's good all the way around. He didn't show much in this big game, tackling, which I didn't like to see. I don't think we need another guy who can't tackle back there. But we'll see. I haven't watched a lot of film on him as much, but we needed a safety. We got one. Only a couple on the roster, so I think Thompson filled the void. I don't necessarily think this is the pick you wanted to go with, though.
What did you think of the way the board fell to the Packers? You know, all these guys that, you know, all the mock drafts you've been hearing for months. You hear names like C.J. Mosley and Ryan Shazier and Calvin Pryor. And all these guys ended up coming off the board before the Packers were up. I mean, did you hope they got one of those guys? Or what was your reaction there?
I was hoping for a trade down, Brian. It seems like they took forever and maybe they tried really hard. I mean, I think that would have been a perfect position for them to go back a little bit. And then even if Ha-Ha wasn't there later, you know, they could have picked up a guy easily, you know, either Jimmy Ward and, or even more importantly, Deion Buchanan probably would have been there shortly thereafter having moved down, you know, a few rounds. So I think he would have been a much better fit. I would have liked to see that trade back right there. But we got good safety. He's better than our old safety already, so I'll take him.
Did you think maybe a team was going to try to trade up and grab Johnny Manziel or one of these quarterbacks, Teddy Bridgewater? You know, Johnny Manziel has been on the board forever here. He's kind of the Aaron Rodgers of this draft in a sense. You said you were hoping they would trade back. Did you think that's what a team might do? They want to grab their quarterback, so they're going to trade with the Packers to get him?
Possibly. I mean, this would have been a great time, I think, to pick up the developmental guy. I don't know if they can deal with that. I was kind of hoping the Packers would pick up a quarterback here. You got two guys in Bridgewater. Well, actually, I like more than Johnny. Sitting right there, who could sit back, win the game, you know, and potentially, you know, early on, be better than Matt Flynn or Scott Tolzien in case something happens to Aaron Rodgers. I really personally would have liked to see that. I know it was a real unpopular pick. And super unpopular on the poll on the CBED blog, but why not? You got a franchise, two franchise quarterbacks potentially sitting right there. Would have been a perfect time to draft one, but obviously no one wanted one because I'm sure they tried to trade back.
Alex, what I'm going to try to do here, I'm going to hang up on you and call you right back. Seeing as I'm calling you on the Skype line, you're a little bit garbled here. Maybe we'll just get a better connection if I retry, and I'm just going to hang up and try right again. So hang with me.
Okay.
Sorry here, folks. We'll see if we can get Alex to hear him a little bit better. I realize the call quality is not the greatest. So we'll try here right again. Hopefully we get a ring here. There we go.
Ryan Caribou.
Hello, Al.
You hear me now.
You're still a little garbled. I don't know if it's the Skype line. I don't know if it's the Just a little interference over the phone line on your end, but we'll see here how it goes after we ask a question or two. Alex, the Packers needed a safety, no doubt about it. Whether or not you like anybody likes the pick of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, but you got to say, I mean, he's going to be an upgrade over what they had last year in MD Jennings, wouldn't you think?
Oh, I think he's already better. And more importantly, he's going to come in and he's going to play right away and make an impact. And I think that's what you have to do with your first round pick if you're not taking a quarterback. And, you know, although I like Deion Buchanan a lot better right there, personally, we got a safety. He should be decent and he's going to play right away. And fills a huge need on the defense. So you got to be happy.
Yeah.
It's just kind of blah. I think that I feel mad, but, we fill the hole, and that's what so great.
Yeah, but I mean, the Packers' defense right now is better than it was last year. I guess that's the silver lining that I take into this pick. I'm a Deion Buchanan guy as well, and I can get into a little bit more of that later. But I mean, the Packers' defense was bad last year. Do we think the Packers' defense is going to be better this year with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix? Is he the type of guy who's going to help him get interceptions, is going to help stop opposing quarterbacks? That's the hope, isn't it?
Well, that's the hope. I mean, he only had 6 interceptions in 3 seasons, so, everyone's always screaming. We don't have, more picks out of that position. He's, that's not bad, but it's, certainly not superstarish by any reasons. He's a guy who's a player. He's all around, a pretty good guy. He can tackle. He plays around the football. And, the only thing is just, if you sit down and watch their lost Auburn in the Iron Bowl, he really made some terrible decisions, missed a lot of tackles, just couldn't contain the quarterback or do anything. So, you worry about that on the big stage, but I think guys can get in there right away and play. So, mission accomplished by 10.
Alex, I got one more question for you here, and it's kind of in a general sense. Ha-Ha Clinton Dix was suspended 2 games this past season. He accepted $500 from an assistant coach, knowingly accepted $500, he was given to him as kind of a loan type of situation, against NCAA rules, isn't breaking any laws, but against NCAA rules. The coach later gets fired. Does this give you any pause for concern, Clinton Dix and his suspension?
Well, in today's NFL, that's pretty, and you know how I am, Brian. I'm kind of, if you're the criminal thug, not Packer person type, I'm not for it. But in today's NFL, if that's the worst thing you've done up to that point, it certainly calls into question, his decision-making process. And I'd sure love to know how much his coach played into that. And, the coach's responsibility is to take care of that young man and not let things like that happen. So you can look at it either way. It's certainly not the bad. It's something you got to keep a look on. But, I don't know if he's a Packer people yet, as you would say. So I have a lot to figure out yet. It concerns me, but could be a lot worse in today's NFL.
Alex, I appreciate you talking to me, breaking this down. You're continuing to be a little bit garbled here. It's probably not making for the best audio quality podcast. I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for joining me. We'll continue to break this down here on the live blog.
All right, Brian, thanks for racking my one chance to be on a live draft call-in show and make a prediction and talk. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye. See ya. Alex Talich joining me. I apologize, folks, simply for the quality of the audio quality of the phone call. I don't know what's happening. I use the Skype line. He uses the cell phone line. I don't know if it's the internet connection or the simply just a bad bad connection through the phone lines, but whatever. Let's continue here talking about Ha-Ha Clinton Dixon. You know, if you know me, if you're a reader to Cheesehead TV, you know that I was not a relative fan of Ha-Ha Clinton Dixon. And let me dispel a couple, you know, misconceptions here. It's not as if I don't like Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. I personally feel Deion Buchanan was my number one safety in this year's draft class. I thought he was the best combination of big hitter and playmaker. And it's not as if Ha-Ha Clinton Dix can't make plays, but he just, you know, Deion Buchanan made 15 career interceptions and 5 career forced fumbles over the course of his career at Washington State, and it just kind of dwarfs the numbers that Ha-Ha Clinton Dix put up. You know, he just, you look at his highlights, and if you, I'm sure you'll probably see these highlights, you know, a ton over the next few days if you're a Packers fan, because they're just going to play Ha-Ha Clinton Dix college highlights on, you know, on repeat. But one of the great ones that you're going to see is a game against Ole Miss. He streaks with a wide receiver breaking down just right over the middle of the field, and it's a deep route, it's a go route, and Clinton Dix is just with him stride for stride. He's actually probably, I think, just a little bit behind him, and then as the pass is about to get to the wide receiver, he lays out for it, not, you know, like leaping or whatever, but he just stretches out, makes the interception. Just, you know, he uses his speed. It was such a terrific display of his range that I thought was, it's simply incredible. If Ha-Ha Clinton Dix can provide that on a consistent basis for the Green Bay Packers, they will have one hell of a safety on their hands. The play is tremendous. Really, really is. Now, the problem is, I've seen so few of those kind of plays out of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. You would think, because he is a terrific athlete and shows that range, that he would be making more plays like that, and you just don't see him. Yet you'll watch his highlights, and you'll see several of him getting, you know, interceptions on tipped balls where, you know, it's almost a form of luck. And yeah, I mean, there's something to be said at the right place at the right time. But, you know, had they not been tipped up in the air by a teammate, you know, he wouldn't be picking them off. So, you know, I saw a few too many of those, or, you know, the percentage of his interceptions and big plays that came on plays like that, I thought were a little bit more than I, you know, had preferred. But I mean, you know, if we see more plays like that interception versus Mississippi, where he's streaking downfield and showing off his range and stretching out for an INT, I mean, you can't ask for anything more out of a, you know, very much a free safety type of player here. A guy who's been compared to Morgan Burnett, very kind of similar size, similar measurables, you know, in terms of what they provide from a speed standpoint and an athletic standpoint. He's not the greatest 40-yard dash type of guy there is. Ha-Ha Clinton Dix clocking in at 4.58 seconds in the 40 at the NFL Combine. Nothing special there, not among the top safeties. But he is a player that, you know, plays faster than he times, and that's certainly an important distinction there. You know, guys, there's plenty of good players out there who don't have this great 40-yard dash who are still good players because they can anticipate and things like that. And Clinton Dix is that type of guy. He will play faster than he times. His speed, I don't think, is a big issue. He might have a little bit of issue keeping up with the speed demons in the NFL if they're running, you know, go routes or whatever down the perimeter of the field. But, you know, how often is that going to happen? I suppose when it does happen, it can result in a long touchdown pass for the offense. So, I mean, that is a concern, but definitely, you know, for the most part, he's going to be able to hang with those guys. And he's got the desirable size. I mean, HaHa Clinton Dix, 6'1", 208 pounds, 32 3/8 inch arms. You know, he's got the size you want. Prototypical, absolutely. He's going to be able to get enough behind his hits to be effective. Now, in terms of being a hitter, what I love about Clinton Dix is he is a safe player in terms of both his tackling and his coverage. He isn't a guy I ever saw blow a lot of coverages. He isn't a guy who I ever saw miss a lot of tackles. He's, you know, he can put on a big hit. He's not the huge, big time lay the wood hitter like Kelvin Pryor is, like Deon Buchanan is. But hey, everything I saw from Clinton Dix, he gets the job done. He's a good wrap-up kind of guy, and hey, that's all it takes. He doesn't need to knock guys out of the game in order to be effective. He just needs to take guys down, and he's shown he can do that. Same with his coverage. The best thing is I do not see him getting beat deep very often. He's always right there with the pass. He's, you know, able to make, you know, put the hit on the guy immediately as soon as they're, you know, touching the ball to break it up, or, you know, once in a while grab the occasional INT. You know, from that standpoint, it, you know, the Packers got a very good safety. I am hoping I am proved wrong. By all means, please, Clinton Dix, prove me wrong in that I had you ranked behind Deon Buchanan. I am happy to be wrong if that's the case. And you know, certainly they could both end up being very good safeties. And if that's the case, the Packers will be very happy with what they've got. You know, they're hoping they're going to have a top-notch Pro Bowl type of safety on their hands that's going to pair very well with Morgan Burnett. I do think, you know, it is so important in today's game that, you know, I think there's very little distinction between strong safety, free safety anymore. And you see it in teams like the Seattle Seahawks with Earl Thomas as the back-end roamer at free safety, and Cam Chancellor's kind of your enforcer box safety. But a whole lot of other teams out there have kind of, you know, interchangeable safeties. And I know the Packers coaches have talked about that's what they want. And the good thing with Morgan Burnett is he has become that kind of guy, in that at you know, say what you will about Morgan Burnett, he has become a very, very versatile player. He's the kind of guy who came into the NFL as strictly being a free safety, back end, rangy roamer who could pick off passes and bait quarterbacks into interceptions and things like that. And I can remember his rookie year always being worried about him making tackles and whatever. And it's totally changed. It's totally changed. Morgan Burnett is now a capable, strong safety. The type of guy who can play in the box, who can lay a big hit. You'll see him take on pulling guards in Morgan Burnett. And I thought that was amazing this past season when I saw that out of him. And he really did do a good job. And now I think, you know, you got HaHa Clinton Dix, and they're kind of similar players. But I think, you know, Morgan Burnett can almost, you know, more often than not be the strong safety type of guy. But I mean, it, you know, today's day and age in the NFL, big time passing games, there's going to be a lot of situations where, you know, they're going to be in too deep when it's, you know, when the situation calls for 3rd and 10, the safeties are going to be deep. They're going to be playing the cover two type of shell. I saw the Packers play more cover two this past season than they had in a long, long time. And I see the question here from Oppie on the live blog. Brian, do you believe he's a day one starter, as many claim? I absolutely think HaHa Clint Dix is a day one starter because I don't think you have anywhere else to turn at the safety position. And part of the reason I say that is because the Packers, well, they've been open to the idea of Micah Hyde being a safety. They have not said Micah Hyde is the safety. They have not committed to that at all. And this is why. They didn't draft HaHa Clinton Dix to sit the bench. They didn't draft a day one safety to be sitting on the bench. And yeah, I mean, certainly a lot of rookies undergo a learning curve as they come into the NFL. I understand that. And he's going to go through his growing pains during training camp. There will be times when HaHa Clinton Dix will make a mistake, but hopefully, you know, he just because of his athletic ability, he comes around rather fast and is able to play because unless he absolutely flails in training camp, there's no way I can't see him as a day one starter. And I think Micah Hyde will continue to play that kind of slot cornerback, nickel dime type of role. Him and Casey Hayward will both play that kind of role. I think that's where they fit. And certainly Micah Hyde can provide depth at safety and all those things. But I think Burnett, Clinton Dix, those are your pair of starters at the safety position. And going back here to being paired with Morgan Burnett, I do think these guys can kind of pair, you know, play off one another. And I think it helps in terms of, boy, they're both, you know, interchangeable type of guys. You don't know, maybe the opposing quarterbacks will be confused. They don't know who's going to be the strong safety, who's going to be the free safety, who might blitz or, you know, things like that. That's going to be a little bit of help, to the defense this year in terms of that. Because, I mean, when Morgan Burnett last season was paired with M.D. Jennings, M.D. Jennings was the free safety more often than not. Not to say that was, 100% of the time or anything, but M.D. Jennings was the free safety because he's so little. He's like 5'11 and 190 pounds. And Morgan Burnett, he ended up being the strong safety because he was able to play in the box. But now that M.D. Jennings is out of there and they've upgraded the position mightily with HaHa Clinton Dix, you know, these guys can be a little bit interchangeable. It's not strictly a thing where Morgan Burnett's going to be the strong safety. They can take turns playing free safety, strong safety, and, you know, kind of the responsibilities change or coverages change, who they're guarding. You know, is it the tight end? Is it the wideout? Whatever. It playing games in the secondary a little bit where you're kind of disguising coverages and things like that. And that will help the Packers defense immensely. I mean, it's the Packers defense that needed help. And certainly here, round two, round three tomorrow, the Packers eventually going to get some offensive help. They need a wide receiver. They need a tight end. They need a big target. And eventually they'll get one. Now, continuing here about, just the draft in general, you saw round one, the inside linebackers came off the board early, Ryan Shazier and CJ Mosley. Very interesting there in that, now the Packers, they are not going to get one of the top tier inside linebackers this draft. And be interesting to see you people on the live blog that are following along, your reaction to that about not getting Mosley, not getting Shazier, and what you think is going to happen at the inside linebacker position, because the Packers not going to get a top tier guy there now. It drops off to guys like Chris Borland, I know many people have him as like the third rated inside linebacker out of the University of Wisconsin. There's no shortage of guys who play outside linebacker that many people think can be an inside linebacker. Guys like Kyle Van Noy of BYU, he's going to be one of those guys who's going to be speculated about who the Packers might take with their second pick. Prince Shembo of Notre Dame, the guy who's kind of at the center of the investigation for the Lizzie Seberg suicides and that whole unfortunate incident. And you kind of wonder how much that'll impact his stock, but he hasn't been charged with anything. So he's an outside linebacker, has a great motor. People think he can play inside linebacker. Christian Jones, the outside linebacker from Florida State, national champion, played inside linebacker early in his career in Tallahassee. And there's other guys at the inside linebacker position. Yawin Smallwood of UConn, James Morris of Iowa, Jeremiah George of Iowa State. And, I could just continue to rattle off inside linebacker guys here. Who's the one I'm missing from? I forget off the top of my head here, as I should have my Cheesehead TV draft guide open right in front of me. But Packers not going to get a top-tier inside linebacker, so now how long do they wait? Do they address the tight end receiver position in round two, or do they try to get Kyle Van Noy and hope he can be an inside linebacker? I always thought Kyle Van Noy was an outside linebacker, but, he does kind of have short arms. He's kind of tall a little bit for an inside type of guy. Can he make that transition? Maybe he can. He certainly seems to have the athletic ability of the type of guy you hope would be able to do something like that. He's definitely going to be in play when you're talking about that. And, when we're talking about the pick next, about the Packers, the next time they pick, whether it's the 53rd overall pick or they end up trading up higher in round two to get somebody else, we'll find out. That they talk about this year's draft class being so good at wide receiver that there's going to be a bunch of guys who could be available to them. Jordan Matthews of Vanderbilt, a guy who could be there. Cody Latimer of Indiana. We'll see how long these guys last. But I haven't been paying attention to the draft since the Packers had their pick. I don't even know who's been really taken here. So for all I know, these guys could have came off the board by now anyway. So we'll see who's left by the time the Packers pick again, but you have to assume sometime soon they'll be taking some sort of other receiving target, whether it's a wide receiver, whether it's a tight end, and then going to be getting an inside linebacker at some point, or maybe just one of those versatile linebackers who could play inside, outside, either or, be a pass rushing threat, that kind of thing. Very interesting to see how it all plays out here. Just leaving you here today with a little more about HaHa Clinton-Dix. I'll read you his, profile from NFL.com, Nolan Naraki, and his analysis of HaHa Clinton-Dix as we see what the Packers get here in Green Bay, the newest member of the Green Bay Packers. Here is HaHa Clinton-Dix's strengths. Nice size and body length. Quick to read and react, has speed and flexibility to match up with slot receivers or tight ends, ranges off the hash, good hands to intercept, effective run supporter, drops downhill with conviction and is not shy from contact, takes direct angles to the ball, runs the alley and wipes out ball carriers, secure tackler, can break down and tackle in space, has special teams experience, well coached in a pro-style defense. Those are his strengths. Now, his weaknesses. Has a narrow build and lacks ideal bulk. Could stand to get stronger. Occasionally get stuck on blocks. Could stand to iron out his pedal. Does not always play with abandon. Plays conservatively at times and can be late fitting the run game or getting off the hash. Average ball production and playmaking ability. Not as natural in the box, not an intimidating presence, started just 19 games. But here you go. The bottom line,
Haha, Clinton Dix is a lean, athletic, physical, instinctive free safety with starter caliber range, coverage skills, and tackling ability. Was not an omnipresent ball hawker, violent eraser, but should step into a starting role right away and solidify the position. If you're a Packers fan, that's all you can hope. He solidifies the Packers safety position that was so bad a year ago that they couldn't even get a single interception at the position. Hopefully he plays off Morgan Burnett and they just feed off one another. Hopefully Haha Clinton Dix has a good relationship with the Packers corners, Sam Shields and Tremont Williams, and teams are going to have a hard time passing on the Packers in 2014, especially when you get, you know, Casey Hayward in the mix, Micah Hyde, Devon House, and who knows, the Packers probably very likely going to be adding depth at both cornerback and safety before the draft is over. I would bet on it probably. No guarantees certainly, but you know, there was so little depth at the safety position last year. The Packers could certainly use another guy. Certainly. I mean, you've made your first round investment, but wouldn't be doubt at all if they came back with a late rounder and grabbed another safety. So, the Packers got better on defense. They got better bottom line on defense today on the 8th of May, 2014. The Packers are a better team on defense than they were a year ago. As long as they stay healthy, you know the Packers offense is going to be good. Aaron Rodgers and Eddie Lacy going to get the job done. Packers don't need an upgrade there. Well, I mean, you can always use an upgrade, but that side of the ball is already pretty good. They got better on defense, and hopefully the Packers just keep building from here, and they continue to get better and better players and guys who can make an impact on this team as time goes on throughout the draft. Folks, we're going to be having immediate reaction broadcasts and podcasts after every pick the Packers make. So, all seven rounds, we're going every time they make a pick, we're going to be going on here, except the rounds where they make two picks, where in round three, they got the comp pick. Maybe we'll wait until after they make both picks then. But, we're going to break this down as much as we can here at Cheesehead TV. So make sure to tune in tomorrow, more broadcasts after the second round, after the third round. We're going to be giving you constant content here at Cheesehead TV, so make sure to check back frequently. We're going to have all kinds of information for you, so make sure to stick with us all weekend long as we unveil to you the Packers 2014 draft class. So thank you to Alex Talich for joining me, talking about the addition of Haha Clinton Dix to the Green Bay Packers here at this special edition of Railbird Central, our knee-jerk reaction edition, I guess you could say. We'll be having our guests who wrote our contributors for Pro Football Draft Preview, as the draft unfolds. I'm going to have the experts join us who the sections they profiled in our draft guide. If the Packers take an outside linebacker or an offensive tackle, we're going to have Jersey L. Bracco of allgreenbaypackers.com join us. If they take a defensive lineman or interior lineman, we're going to have Paul Guillemette join us. If they take an inside linebacker or cornerback, we're going to have Zach Cruz join us. If they take a running back, we got Jamie Jores joining us. And if they take a fullback or tight end, we got Jay Hodgson joining us. We're going to have plenty of content all weekend long. So glad you could all join us on this broadcast here and make Cheesehead TV your home for the 2014 NFL and Packers draft. I'll see you later, folks. I'm going to post a Q&A with Haha Clinton Dix from the NFL Combine. So hopefully we'll have that up pretty soon, and I'm going to be posting all these podcasts as well, so have plenty of content for you to digest here as the night unfolds. So we'll see you later, folks. Enjoy it. The Haha Clinton Dix, newest member of the Green Bay Packers. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We'll see you later, folks. Leave you today with a song called Rosie by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. Go Pack, go.